Hello guys, this is Toomey, and you're probably like, wow, I didn't think you'd be making a guide like this. Well, usually when I'm done playing a game, normally I will, start to experiment with it, and, Manamon 2 is no exception. So, Bran already made, or Blue Legend, Flamulus, Throne, whatever you know him as, already made two guides, the item guide and the, training. That's what I'm doing. Oops, training. Move guide. So I'm going to work on the training guide thanks to, the guides he's already made. So the way this works is you are essentially giving your Manamon all the points that it can have. Now, usually what you would do is you would do this with life tonics, but the issue is this game doesn't really have as many life tonics as one did, or at least not the at least from what I remember. You get a lot of sweet tonics, a couple silver ones, but you only get maybe like one or two life tonics. So this comes in hand when you don't have any life tonics or you're just not to that level where you can actually get one. So what this involves is it takes your current training points that you have, preferably in the double digits, and you mess with it a bit, and then you increase it to the amount that you want. And the way this works is one thing, and this is actually something I recommend, your Manamon that you want to train needs a distribution plan. You want to know how you're going to train your Manamon. If it's magic, I honestly recommend going towards magic defense and magic attack. If it's standard, or if it has a lot of standard moves, I'd go for strength and defense. In this case, what I'm going to be using today is a Reflorin, which is a magic type. That's Reflorin for you. And currently, Reflorin has 25 training points. Now, when you are training your Manamon to max, it's highly recommended that you have training points that are currently in the double digits. Single digits will work, however, the chances of getting a single value in Cheat Engine are a bit less likely. So, double digits is always better than single. In this case, 25 is double digits, so I'm fine. What you want to do is go to the train menu, and Reflorin currently does not have a training plan. And I'm going to look through this list, and I know my speech is not rooted, I'm doing that on purpose, but since Reflorin is a magic type, I'm going to want to focus most of my efforts on its magic attack and magic defense while still paying attention to the stats that it needs to support it. So between all this health, strength, defense, magic attack, magic defense, speed, I'm going to give 15 to health, 15 to strength, 20 to defense, 20 to magic attack and defense, and 10 to speed. Now, I'm not a huge speed freak. I probably should be, honestly. But, I'm just not that person. So, the way I have it laid out, health is 15, strength is 15, defense is 20, attack is, magic attack is 20, and magic defense is 20. Now, the reason I have 20 in defense is it gives it a bit more headroom. Because, you're definitely going to want some defense. And just because your creature has magic moves, doesn't necessarily mean that its defense is pointless. So you're going to want that stuff, definitely. So what you do is hit the done option, because my plan's set up now. And it'll say saved. Now, what you want to do is, now that you have those training points distributed, or I should say, not training points distributed, that plan, those plan values distributed, we're going to now distribute training points. So since we have 25, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Cheat Engine. I already have it open. What we're going to do is we're going to write 25, because that's the amount Florin has. And to the right of the edit box, which you will type 25 in, there are two comma boxes, exact value, which is what you want it set to. And by default, it'll say 4 bytes. We don't want 4 bytes or Manamon will throw a fit. We want to change this to double. So just scroll down through the list until you find double. And then go back to the edit box and hit the enter key. Now what this will do is it'll fill the list with tons and tons and tons of addresses. So, I mean, you could go through all of these 298 values that just showed up in my list, but you will spend now until maybe tomorrow or even the next day trying to figure out which address this is. So, yeah, no, don't bother. So what you do is you go back to the game and toss some points into whatever you want. It doesn't really matter. But what you do is, let's just put, I don't know, maybe like 5 in health, because why not? Okay, no improvements are immediately noticeable. That's fine. So now Reflorin only has 20. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back to that edit box. And instead of 25, which is currently in there, we're going to backspace it out, and we're going to type 20. Now, if we go back to the list, we will only have one value, or that's what you're supposed to see. If you have maybe 2 or 3, you can screw around with them a bit, and you want to get, the training points to actually move. If they move, then you're good. Now, mine says 20.31, and that's normal. They're doubles, so they're going to be... Sometimes you'll see some very interesting decimals. You don't have to worry about those. So what you do is, now that you only have one value, you hit Control-E on it, and then you set it to how many training points you want. Now, the reason I said you should create a plan is because Manamon throws a fit if you try to distribute points evenly and you still have points left over. It'll throw an error because it's like, all of these are full, so I don't know what to do, and then it'll just get mad at you. So what I'm gonna do is I usually set these in small increments, so I'm gonna set this to 500. Hit enter. Now if I go back to the game and press P, it says I have 500 training points. So what I'm gonna do is gonna hit distribute based on plan. And you're going to see it assign a bunch of, training points to each of these based on your plan. So, my attack stats, especially my magic attack and magic defense, had a major increase. And what you do is each time you use up these training points, the value in Cheat Engine will change back to 0, and that's normal. So what you want to do is you go back, change the value to whatever you want again, go back to the game, hit distribute again, and then you keep doing this. And usually with 500, it only takes you like 3 attempts. So, and you don't have to do 500, it's just what I choose to do. So I'm going to type 500 again, and eventually it'll say, unable to assign all training points. And this is normal, because it just means that the game has assigned enough to every single thing that it can't assign anymore. So I just got that message, unable to assign all training points, which means every stat is now leveled up. So if I show my screen reader, you can see everything is 240. And that's normal. That's what you want. Defense, magic attack, base 106, current 121, trade 240, magic defense, base 90, current 85, trade 2, magic attack, base 106, current 1. Your stats are going to look a bit wonky. If you think your plan is screwed, you are able to, reload your save and fix it. Magic defense, base 90, current speed, base 83, current evenly distributed. So now what is going to happen is, since you've used up the training points that the game will allow, because now they're all full, you're going to have some left over.
Reflorin's graded points, 152.
So in this case, Reflorin has 152, and since it already has all the training points it can have, you go back. This says 152, so we're going to change this to 0, because this doesn't matter anymore. And now if we check, 0. Now, you can do this with any mana amount you want. Just keep in mind that if it's in the double digits, it's better because you're more likely to get one value instead of multiple. So, there you go. Reflorin is now fully trained up. You can level it up. You know, you go for it. Yep. It's all trained up. So, stats are really nice. Okay. With all that being said, I hope this guide proves useful, and I definitely recommend Life Tonics, but if you cannot get Life Tonics, this is definitely a solution that you might find helpful. So, yeah. Hope this helps, and peace.